call this meeting to order. We're here, this is us. There was the ordinance, but the quick thing was is, I know we talked about two things, and one was changing the drop from 8 to 5, which is part of the ordinance. The other was we started trying to work in the whole T-bill factor for interest, but I guess we all made assumptions, but when I actually heard what the T-bill was this year,
.28.
Yeah, it's like, holy cow.
That changes though.
Huh? I know it changes, but...
It changes like a stock, I mean, it changes every second, every millisecond. Of course, it's very stable right now, obviously.
But it seems like it's extremely low, and I mean...
We're in the low end. We're a bank, here's a bank of...
Everything's low right now, I mean, like, we're paying on money markets .15, I think, you know, the bank is.
What about CDs, like a five-year?
Five-year, you know, maybe two, or somewhere around two.
Well, and in my mind, I was thinking we were somewhere around 2 or 2.5%. And if things really grew, it would grow a little bit with it. But when I saw it was so low, I was like, holy cow. So I asked Alicia to hold that back. And I really thought that we maybe should discuss this a little bit better real quickly. It just seemed extremely low.
Yeah, I mean, last week when we were talking about it, I don't think we actually put a number to it, because I hadn't looked at it in a while, but when I went back and looked, it was .28 that day that I looked at it.
Yeah, it's .3 right now.
It was lower than I thought. I thought it was around 1.
Well, and I could have probably said,
Were you at the board meeting when the suggestion was given? Or the committee meeting when the suggestion was given? I think you left. You had already left.
Oh, yeah, I had a doctor's appointment. Yeah. I had to leave. We have all the pension boards meeting to try to get some equity between the three boards, the three pension boards. And, of course, the city has their own funds, and they manage their own funds separately. And they're always saying, well, look at how good we're doing. When times were low, we're still earning. And when we looked at that, it's like, yeah, but you're putting money in money market that's, you know. So we're trying to find something that everybody can agree to so we can change it with everyone. And we had our meeting, and that afternoon I came into the next meeting, and fire and police said, no, that's unacceptable. They wouldn't go with the T-bill numbers to... So they wanted something like hardcore, like 2 or 2.5% to float, but a guaranteed minimum. And before I heard that, I was just thinking, we're trying to find something that's real easy to put in an ordinance that anybody could follow that made common sense or easy sense to, you know, work out real quick. And that's why we thought maybe the TIFO would work. But I just figured, I know that we're going to get a lot opposition, and Rick, who has to take it to council, was against it, so pretty much the ordinance probably would be stalled anyway. So,
what do you mean he was against it? Against it, the rate was too low?
Yeah, he thought the rate was too low.
Okay.
But I mean, it's all relative.
And see, Mike, I understand, and you know, and dealing with...
And I said 1%, I think it was, originally.
Fire and police, and I do think you did say 1%. But I'm wondering if maybe that's not as critical. I mean, originally we're trying to draw a line and go as of January 1st, which that's not going to happen. We started talking about February 1st. And now I'm thinking no matter what, so long as we're moving in a positive direction, I guess that's all that matters, because we have to find something that makes a little more sense that's, what would the term be? Something that we could... numbers that we could work with easily, that everybody's agreeable with, that you could sit down at the end of the day and, you know, some of us could calculate ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot that really depend on Alicia or Hope to do that stuff.
And you want it, so, not to cut you off here, but you want to kind of have some equity between the plans, the fire. So you want all the boards to kind of agree.
Well, the bottom line is we're all city employees. Mm-hmm. So to move from 8 to 5, that's not a problem. So then it's equal amongst everybody. I mean, it's the same. And also, so we don't have hard feelings. I mean, if somebody moves from a bargaining unit to a non-bargaining, that they're treated the same sort of way. I mean, there are certain things that change right away if they do that kind of a change. And, I mean, we're talking about new employees going to FRS, and I don't know what Scott's going to do to FRS anyway, you know. And,
so what are you saying? What do you want to do then?
What I want to do is change the ordinance just from 8 to 5. I know that you sent a few emails to Alicia, and we're going to change Kyle K to Daniel Owen.
Right. We actually, on the clean copy, all of the names are taken off. They automatically happen when they run through the process.
Right.
So there's no names at the bottom. When it goes through the electronic process and each person says, I accept or I whatever, it'll do that for us.
Right.
And the date.
That's to prevent.
The date, that was the biggest thing that flagged me. It was on January 1st.
We had talked about February 1st in our meeting, or when the ordinance is adopted.
Right.
The February 1st would give the
time.
So it takes 15 days in order to get into the drop program. And so, so you really, today's what, the 16th, so you got, you're giving people a month as of right now.
Right.
They don't even know about it yet, so. I mean, I think the February 1st is an okay date.
Although Catherine said that they would contact all of the
eligible
people.
And they haven't, as far as I can tell. I was down at sanitation today, just kind of giving those guys a rundown of what's happening, the plan. And there was two guys there that were eligible for the drop program, and none of them had heard about this. So, this is from what I gathered from them. I didn't ask them specifically, so let me be clear about that, but I don't believe anyone was contacted.
No problem going to ask her if she's going to prefer her obligation.
I'm sure she will. She will. She's,
Bobby was waiting on.
Well, yeah, now that we're moving through with something. And
exactly right.
Glenn, as the banker on board here, do you anticipate any major changes in CD rates?
Not for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
I mean, we're projecting not to grow CDs, you know, and we're keeping our rates just low. I mean, you know, because if you can't loan the money, you know, you don't really need to go pay a high rate for CDs. And
yeah,
we're having a hard time loaning money because we can't qualify anybody, you know. Based on their track record over the last 3 years, it's just
hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
People who are stable probably already have. They don't really need.
But what we do see down the road, I mean, you know, I can't put a time period on it, but with all of what's going on and inflating this economy, when things do start to improve and get better, rates we think are going to go extremely high. You know, we're going to get back into an inflated period. And so a lot of people are trying to lock in, you know, long-term rates while they're low. But then, you know, the bank doesn't want to take that risk, so we'll fix a rate for 5 years, and that's it, you know. And I think...
And guess what's going to happen, based upon what he's saying, and I've heard this as well, yeah. Is that 5 years from now, if you know, T-bill, the one-year note is, you know, a one-year bill is, what, 8%, and we're paying 2%, you know, people are going to be like, this isn't right, you know, inflation's killing
well,
my money.
Well, but they always have the option.
Yeah, they have the plan earnings.
I mean, they always have the option. And
well, they won't when we change it. They won't have the option.
The suggestion that was given after Armin and left was a flat percentage, whether it be 2 or 3, and then if the plan earned, say, this much
in excess,
then that could, a portion of that or all of that could be...
I think it's complicated, though.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm trying to look at the verbiage to put it in an ordinance. You know, that's the whole thing. I mean,
because you want to be understandable to every Tom, Dick, and
Harry. Absolutely.
What if we made it like 2% and then had in there something similar to what we have in the increases for retirees, the older retirees. That it would be looked at?
You know, personally, my heart tells me some of these poor people that have been, you know, retirees for years and years have seen nothing. If the plan got good, I'd rather give them something.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they haven't gotten any raises in forever, but these people have
you
all
know,
worked
right?
Their...
Well, I mean,
Mike, you haven't been here, but they used to come to meetings and beg.
I realize that. But let's be clear about something, because when times get good, like you said, that benefits start to go out. And you talk about it yourself. I mean, we've all know this, is that when times get good, people start giving money away. When times get bad, they start taking money back. That's both of those are wrong. Both of them are wrong.
But if we base it on the 5-year smoothing and actuarial blah, 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 similar to the, like I said, the increases for retirees, we had our last, a couple years ago, our last bad year drop off, and we had done really good, and we still couldn't give increases to the retirees. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so.
And that's the retirees that went out prior to the change where you now got an escalator in there.
Correct.
Yeah. So when, what date was, when was that put in?
That was
October 2008. That's when we started making the contribution. The actual first increase was October of this year.
How much?
2010.
3%.
Oh, it's a 3%.
And it was only for those that had left after October 1 of 2008. Mm-hmm. So they were gone for almost 2 years before they actually got their first increase.
Mm-hmm. Well, those I don't care about because I know they're getting something eventually.
But those people that are living on know, retirements that were retired. Garbage people or whatever, I mean, they could really use an increase.
Well, we used to have every year in our meetings, more than once.
Well, we all could, and I always tell them, you knew it was on the table when you signed the paperwork to retire. But to be fair, I mean, when the plan was doing pretty good, we really still didn't address it. And the sad part was, as the plan was really doing good, is when Don came up with this early out, I mean, that really skewed numbers big time.
That wasn't all done.
I know it wasn't all done. It was also city council agreeing to it, but they don't want to admit that. But,
by the same token, the city paid the actuarial determined amount that it would cost.
Well, and as we're looking at now, I think that number was wrong. Yeah,
that number was way wrong.
Yeah.
And
I
still, and I know you're in a different page, but I still think that that 3% should be tied to an index somehow, so that if inflation's not going at 3%, it shouldn't be.
Well, look at what we're giving them now, 6.5%. I mean, that's just costing the plan, and we really want it where...
inequitable.
Because if you figure now what's different about drops starting with the 2008 thing,
October,
is that even if you're in the drop, you're getting that 3%. So,
are you?
Yeah.
You know,
because you're technically retired.
Yeah. You know, and this about meeting with these other plans and trying to be equitable there, that's the first I heard of that. What are they talking about doing? Is there any talk on changing their plans?
Yes, they understand that it needs to be lowered too. I mean, Randy was shooting for what, 2.5?
I think Randy was shooting for 3, and then what was suggested was everyone take back to their board the suggestion of 2 or 3%. Then if the plan earns so much over their assumption, that either a portion or all of that be
split up. And to me, that verbiage is just awkward.
Right, and they that was another suggestion to bring back what verbiage could be used along those guidelines.
I don't have heartburn with just saying, a flat 2.5%. If the plan's doing good, fine, it's fortifying the plan. I mean, you've already dropped, you're already,
Well, we can go back to our money market right then. Say whatever our money market is, because...
so many different money markets.
No. Our stiff account. It's... I forget what it stands for, stable, Diane knows, but it's a money market account that we have, not just any amount, but the one that we have, which is invested in treasuries, agencies. So that's...
I think we should just set it at a flat rate.
It'll sure simplify things.
It would, and once again, like I said, I'm trying to make it where the wording makes sense to the layman. that he can understand it and not feel like, you know, he's getting shafted behind, you know, the scenes, even though...
In reality, since this is only for 5 years anyway, right? So it's not like inflation's going to kick your tail for 20 years here.
Well, and my point is, you know, no matter where you retire, there's a cycle of how the stocks do. And,
right.
And if you hit it on a high 5 years from now, you're going to hit the damn low anyway, because every 5 years it cycles. So it's all a gamble anyway. So if you happen to hit it on the low,
yeah.
You know, you earn some. But why don't we just make a flat fee and just be happy with it? Okay. And know that there's an average no matter how you look at this cycle anyway.
Yeah, because like I have said, they're hitting their COLAs,
yep, exactly.
Even in drop. So
see, now you're getting 5%.
Well, 6%. The problem is, yeah. Fire doesn't get COLA, right?
Yeah. No.
Well,
yeah.
It's police.
But they get out 10 years earlier, too. Yeah.
2.5 is higher than the CD is paying right now. I mean, that's pretty generous.
Well, I think it is. It's just...
But you can't look at it, you can't look at it just for right now. You have to look at it for all time.
Well, like I said, there's an average.
Percent,
there's an average, and that's really what we have to think of.
I mean, the board, in a few years, whoever is on it, could revisit it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if times start going really good, but, you know, government is printing money and increasing debt like drunken sailors... Yeah.
I'm good with 2.5%.
Huh?
I'm good with 2.5%.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, I move we change the drop interest rate to 2.5%.
Second.
All those four?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Again, we haven't really discussed the date. I mean, well, we did the first, but that's my biggest.
If we can get it put on the ordinance at the same time. Which that's the next thing we're talking about is the 8-5, which we pretty much all discussed anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this goes, Alicia. If we all agree, do we have to see the ordinance again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Can I make a suggestion?
Keep them all separate?
Yes. Just because I think the 2.5 is going to go, you know, there's going to be more discussion at the next board committee because they are trying to get a consensus with
okay,
that
but
rate.
We can say this board...
It could be stalled for several months.
Right. We'll just say that this board has agreed on 2.5%, so I can take that to the other boards. We now have a vote. And,
we're the biggest fish in the pond. We can...
We are the biggest fish in the pond, but I don't...
We can leave the this one.
We could. Like I said, we're all city employees, though. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to get something that's right. Equitable.
Fire is coming up on their negotiation contract.
Right, and police just finished their negotiations. Mm-hmm. And what did police... They're still at 6.5%?
Yeah, they're still at 6.5. So that's going to have to be taken back to their...
Yeah, and I didn't hear much about Dale agreeing or disagreeing. He just kind of sits there
they
quietly.
They really did think 2 and 2.5 was too low. So there's...
Well there comes a point where...
it's only hurting their particular plan, though.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We're looking at the...
I'm not going
to be hurting their plan. It's also... hurting what the city has to contribute.
I understand that, but that's the city in negotiations. That's really out of our...
And see, that's a very good point you're making right there. They're going to negotiate a sweet deal for themselves.
Right.
Okay. And we can't expect to get the same deal.
Well, I'm not looking for the same deal. I'm just saying that whatever they worked out, I mean, that's a whole bargaining thing. And if the city agreed to it, then... We don't need to hear it, but the city's saying, well, we got to kick in a little more for police because we signed a good deal with them. You know, that's part of their deal when they figure it out. But if we're all saying 2.5% is good, I'll take that back to the next meeting we have. Probably bring it up in our February meeting if we decide that we want to move it to an ordinance by then. We'll directly to do it by, you know, then when we see him.
Okay. And also, I think it's... As our representative on that committee,
mm-hmm.
I think you should, I would like for you to make a big deal out of it that we are spearheading this issue and that we are working with the city. We're not trying to get everything we can out of the city and drag all the money that we can out of them.
I'm pretty sure that I've already said that, that everybody understands that, you know.
Because
I have the biggest number of people, and I really feel like I'm trying to represent the people and still help the city along. And I think that's an understood.
But what I think happens is that the city in general, when it comes to comparing, they like to compare the plans together sometimes.
Well, you can't. We're actually thinking if we can merge. I mean,
no.
Oh, no.
No.
We're
no.
Still looking at the 175 and the 185 options of what they bring.
Yeah, just wait for the new administration.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
Yeah, I'm really afraid what Rick Scott's going to do to some of these people with this extra money. And if he makes it go away, they're all going to want to join in real quick to us because we're different how we're sanctioned with that money. So
that 175 and 185, you know, that is, we used to have everybody merged in the for investments,
mm-hmm.
and then supplemental and pension, and then supplemental plans for the 175 and 185 funds. And actually, it is much simpler
to bring them all together. Yeah.
Right. But the point was brought up that 175, 185 money is dwindling, and the state is keeping more and more of it. And is there really a more of a benefit to pull in that $900,000 a year, or would the plan benefit more by not accepting that money and being able to
do other things,
not being restricted to certain
investments? As Lee stated, there's going to be a whole lot of changes on what's going on in the year 2013. So no matter what we're doing now, it might be changing anyway, but it looks like the supplemented, the firefighters and police might really get the shaft, because he's thinking of pulling all that back and just forcing them to put in 10% of their pay to comp for what he's taken away.
Yeah.
You still want to get an early out?
That was only affecting FRS, though, not the individual city pension plans.
It won't affect a plan like ours because we're not part of FRS.
Right. But would it, you're saying it would affect fire and
it'll,
police?
It'll affect the 175 and the 185 because of the contributions.
Okay.
So that might entice them to want to come back to us.
You don't want them. I mean, I'm going to send them. I don't need more.
Well, it's just one of those things. But
yeah, well, I'll look at it.
Right now, I guess, can we accept the ordinance? Did y'all see it? Did you get an email?
The only thing is the January 1st date.
Right. The January 1st, we've talked, has to be February 1st, and obviously the sign-off page, which we should already said, will change.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can't, let's put it this way, it wouldn't make any, I can accept the February 1st date, but I cannot accept this right here.
I understand. So you can accept the February 1st to change the drop from 8 to 5.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I move that we accept the ordinance with the change in the date on the two places from January 1st to February 1st, 2011.
Second.
All right, all those four?
Aye.
All right, unanimous. All right, cool. Thank you all for coming. Yeah, Mike, you got something? Go ahead.
One of the guys at the... I was talking to this morning, and I need some clarification from Alicia, I think. Fire and police can buy back their time, right, if they've served that, but it has to be credited service, though, right? They just can't arbitrarily buy the initial
time.
5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And neither can we, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping for. Now, because we were talking about going from 5 to 10 years. And I mentioned...
You mean for vesting?
For vesting, right.
Okay. That's for new hirees now, remember?
Yes, I explained that clearly to everybody.
Okay, because...
New hirees...
Rick's still talking about maybe new employees going to FRS, and even if he leaves, I mean, he's starting the push.
Yeah.
And to me, I really don't think FRS makes a lot of good sense. I mean, I understand that they have some neat stuff there. I mean, they got a lower multiplier, but they do have a cost of living. But it's all sanctioned by, you know, the government of Tallahassee, and with what's going on, I'm not sure if I would think that would be a stable decision to go to.
But bottom line, I said, hey, we're going back to be in line with fire and police. And his comment was, well, no, it's not the same thing because they can buy back anytime they want to get to their certain level.
And I think there's some other things. If you say you're going to do it, you have to do it within a certain amount of time. And,
not anymore. There's not. I mean, once you get a calculation, you have 6 months to pay it. But you can keep requesting a calculation all the way up until the time you retire. It doesn't make sense to do it at the end as much as it does in the beginning, but
it's expensive.
Some people don't, you know. I've had a couple people do that right before they left, but they borrowed the money and then got the lump sum and paid it right back. So, you know.
So basically,
I can get out of here in 6 years instead of nine if I transfer my military service.
You have that option.
So what I'm hearing is that they cannot arbitrarily buy any time they want to.
No.
It has to be credited service from some other place.
Some other place.
Okay.
There was a point where this board and other boards did discuss what they call it airtime, purchasing up to 5 years to add without having any other.
I've got it on my list for Christmas.
Work.
Have you ever gone to Maryland?
You know, not having to verify and qualify that time.
Well, this case, but
did not go.
Okay, thank you.
Maryland, one word, M-E-R-I-T-L-A-N-E. I buy screen protectors.
Do I have
three for $4?
That's it.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Let's get out of here. Thanks again for everyone showing up. Merry Christmas. You know, I never welcome Mike or Diane. You know, I feel bad about that, but...